Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the submarine people who live out in the ocean, thousands of feet below the surface. They live in old, discarded military submarines, Soviet submarines, old World War I German U-boat-style submarines. Some of them live in those World War II Nazi-style submarines. Some live in old, discarded American nuclear submarines. Some live in crappy old Chinese submarines. Some have Korean submarines. Some have submarines built in India. Good morning, submarine people. It's 5 a.m. Wake up from your sleep. There in the great blue deep. Watch out for giant sharks. Watch out for giant squid. We know what you did. It is January the 25th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. January the 25th. Can you believe it, brothers and sisters? This time next year, there will be a colony on Mars. It will become Colony Elon 1. Elon Musk will travel there to be the first duke of the first hooker republic of Mars. Upon Olympus Mons, he shall build a cathedral of light, and all of his technological wonders shall thrive. Alien species, mostly busty women, will go to Mars and drive fancy cars. Swamp people from that Gliese place, weird people from Reptile 7, all the strange robot people from the great junkyard at the center of the galaxy. Yeah. Good morning to you too, buddy. So I have an update, and it's an update you've heard before. So I'm just going to get to it and let you know that I'm hoping this time it works mostly. At this point in American history, I've pretty much said everything I need to say. If I find myself repeating the same things over and over again, I find myself not wanting to speak. The simple reality is that the people that listen to me, that are real people, we're not the majority. There's not enough of us. There's too few of us and too many of them. So I've already said too much, perhaps way too much. If you believe Trump is going to make America great again, that's fine. That's your problem now, not mine. If you think Trump is literally Hitler, and is going to put you in a camp, round you up, put you on a train, I think you're fucking insane. But whatever. As with the other cases of the Mega Man, that's your TDS. You know, Mega Man has his TDS, the weird obsession with a person that doesn't give a fuck about him. And your TDS is thinking he's literally Hitler, when in fact, you should all know if you've read my Danifesto that I am literally fucking... Well, no, I'm just going to say literally Hitler, not fucking Hitler. That's not where my compass points. I've said this off and on since 2021, that I should just do 100% fiction. Because at this point in time, what's the point on reflecting on what I believe about the world, of what I think is true? Best case scenario, and I have a link to an essay I wrote about 10 years ago, again, that conversation I allude to periodically, the napkin estimates, but best case scenario, we are on the verge of a 100-year breakdown, crack up in human civilization. And it's going to be everything. It's going to be economics, it's going to be social order. And the book I would recommend is A Distant Mirror by Barbara Tuchman. And then I would say, apply to that function 1,000 times worse everywhere on planet Earth. There will be some places that kind of keep it together. And I think they will represent what I would like to call the potentially the free cities of the 22nd century. So the free cities of the 22nd century, cities that maybe they have their own government. Hopefully it's not much of one. Hopefully these are literally free cities. But the free cities of the 22nd century will be what's left, what survived. If you want a kind of comparison, some places will be like the Byzantine Empire from the Eastern Roman Empire. The part of Rome that survived another 1,000 years. In this context, these are cities that will somehow make it through this period without completely imploding. There won't be many of them. And you might be surprised which ones will survive. I would not wager on Los Angeles. I would not wager on New York City. I would definitely not wager on Chicago. But smaller cities that are in a part of the country that still has relatively intact soil and hydrology, those places might do okay. So it's not going to be the top 10 list. I'm sorry. I think those places are going to descend into chaos. Now, in the 22nd century, they might, you know, come back together again. There may be a New York City of the 22nd century that will be together. But like I said, folks, best case scenario, it's going to be 100 years of brutal chaos, and at least half the people on the planet will be killed. You know, at least 50%. Which means 100 years from now, expect the population to be about half. Okay? Best case. Worst case, we are on the verge of something so fucking terrible that the powers that be would use strategic, military, psychological warfare to conceal it. They carpet bombed the third eye. They gave you, since early 2020, they gave you, us, the hoi polloi, a lot of lesser catastrophes for our intuition to grab onto. COVID, monkey herpes, BLM, Antifa, Biden, trauma, drama, Putin. Trump is a hero. Trump is a villain. So many trauma monkeys, some of them gigantic like COVID, which is really just a giant op by itself. And others smaller, drag queen story time bullshit. And then there's Trump, who I think is, you know, the ultimate smoke grenade. So imagine something that would be concealed by this much fucking smoke. And that Trump is the penultimate smoke grenade. What the actual fuck do you think that hides? If you think it's something good, I think you're wrong. I don't think you do this if you think you're on the verge of a crack-up, because the crack-up's just going to happen, and this makes it happen faster. This is also the point. If we're just heading into a period of chaos, I kind of think the chaos would do everything the powers that be want to be done, to include killing a lot of us. So I don't think they would, you know, use magical bioweapons or other things. I think they would just let the crack-up take care of it. But if it is something worse, something they don't want us to know about, then yeah, it's got to be pretty fucking bad. And it's probably a fuzzy event, which means it's not an event for which you could make a discrete prediction for a given day. Like an asteroid hitting the Earth. If you know it's coming, you can make a discrete prediction. Sometimes we don't know they're coming, but that still doesn't make it a fuzzy event. A nuclear war would be a discrete event. It would just happen. And I keep coming back to this. If they were going to have a massive nuclear war, I think it would have happened in late 2019. And it didn't. So I think that's not necessarily on the list, and it's also not fuzzy. But there are a lot of natural catastrophes that are fuzzy, to include a great solar spike, a massive solar flare, way worse than Carrington, could be coming here one day. What if that's what they expect? Again, I also think they're geoengineering. So if I put the pieces together in my head, I have a theory, it's not original, and I don't want to fucking talk about it. At this point, I'm either wrong, or the best case is now wishful thinking. I hope that helps you. But there's no point in talking about it. Beyond this point, there is no point. If I'm wrong, like I said, switching to 100% fiction for my podcast is simply hedging against a prediction that I hope sincerely is wrong. I'm not a monster, believe it or not. I have a lot of trolls, one in particular, who's been gaslighting me off and on for a few years and then went hyperspace a few months ago. But the deal is, I'm not a perfect person. I'm not an investing advisor, never claimed to be. And I'm not a soothsayer. I don't have ESP. The determinations I've made since late 2019 are based on intuition and learning, and that's it. And my learning could be flawed and my intuition could be broken. And even if it's not, what's the fucking point? At this point, the smartest thing I could do is just to say, I've said enough. If you don't understand what might be coming, well, I don't think any of us have a lot of time left to figure it out at all. I'm not a monster. I don't revel in the coming of chaos and the chaos that will destroy communities, ruin lives, best case, grind up life and livelihood. Best case, creating orphans and widows and widowers and mourners everywhere. A scenario so bad, and this is best case, that if we make it as a species, a whole bunch of new nursery songs about death will be retold and one day written and written about. Yeah. Ashes, ashes. We all fall down. So there it is. I'm going to try to finish the draft of Bigfoot War 1, the first book in a series, by the middle of February. As I complete chapters from here on out, I'm going to try to like do an immediate podcast just to help me. Maybe it'll suck. And if it doesn't suck, maybe there's no way I can make it. I mean, again, if you know, you know, there are barriers that exist. But I'm hedging, in a sense. I'm playing pretend. I hope I'm wrong, and if I am wrong, now's a good time to just mostly give up on the political bullshit. And when I say I'm wrong, I don't mean about Papa Blump. He's a giant piece of shit. I mean that he is a smoke grenade. Maybe he is the way by which they get the reset. Maybe he ends up being the dude that, you know, does the reset mythology. I don't think that's the case. But maybe. But when I say wrong, I definitely don't mean I'm mega. I will never be mega because I know too much about this country's history. Sorry. You know, could we make America great again? Yeah, we'd have to remember what America was in 1785. That's the America we could go back to. But nobody's going to do that because that means giving up armies and empires. That means giving up debt and banking. That means you have to recognize that probably the home you live in is not going to be your key to retirement. Sorry. And if you think that's the worst thing you're going to face in the next couple of years, then like I said, this is another reason why I need to switch to fiction. Because if I'm right, we're too fucking close for it to matter. And the people that cannot see it, they get just more delusional towards the end. The madness of crowds. I believe the person that coined the term paradigm shift talked about this idea that right before the shift, the people holding on to the past get really fucking crazy. That's where we're at. If I'm right, that's where we are at. So what would be the point in talking about it any longer? And if I'm wrong, then I'd just rather write some stories. And then if I suck, I just suck. Let's just leave it there. So the first of the last topics, hopefully for a while, because again, I'm not saying I won't have any rant podcasts, but if I do in the future, here's the difference. I'm going to make them single topic focused and probably keep them under 20 minutes, maybe under 10. So will I have rant podcasts in the future? Yeah, probably. And it won't be a long tome. I'll pick a story I'm interested in and we'll talk about it. But the way I've been doing the podcast, I think, is over because, I really have nothing more to say. I've said as much as I can up until the point of the blank slate. And the blank slate is coming. It's either the little tabula rasa, which is my best case scenario, or it's the big one. And the big one, if you believe in God, probably means we're on the verge of the end times. Worst case. And if you don't believe in God, it probably means we're on the verge of going extinct. Dan, you believe in Greta? No. Greta Thunberg, Al Gore, they are trauma monkeys that live in your fucking pointy little head. No, I don't believe their bullshit. I know why they exist. I know their purpose. You clearly don't. But no, I don't buy into Al Gore, Greta Thunberg bullshit. Something is wrong with the environment. I am not crazy. When I compare my memories and my experiences as a child, as a kid, as a teenager in Washington State, and I compare it to today, there is no comparison. It's not the same environment. These are things, I don't require gaslighting from the New York Times or Fox News. I can see these things for myself, and it's not linear. And as far as what's going on in the sky goes, I don't need to consult the Washington Post to see things with my own eyes. And if you want to tell me I'm wrong, go back, circle back on, okay, gaslighter, fuck off. By the way, if I go 100% fiction, this troll army they seem intent on tossing at me might go away, and that actually saddens me. Because I've come up with all kinds of interesting ways to use their bullshit against them. So, yeah, it kind of saddens me, Mr. Jorgensen. But okay. And I'm going to try to go through these topics fast because I'm going to try to do the first chapter today of Bigfoot War 1. Okay, first topic, AI bimbo eruption. So there was an article on Zero Hedge again. Probably won't be looking at Zero Hedge hopefully after today ever again because there's no fucking point. China's DeepSeek bombshell rocks Trump's $500 billion AI boondoggle. Trump unveiled Stargate just hours after China had released its DeepSeek R1, which outperforms its rivals in advanced coding, math, and general knowledge capabilities. So this is, I put this under limited hangout. If you want to spend your energy on this story, feel free. I'm not going to waste any time on it. It is a limited hangout. If you know, you know. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. To make a positive change in this world, you need equal parts logic, math, imagination, and respect. Now, for some of you sociopath types, you get the logic and the math and maybe the imagination. You don't get the respect. And that's because respect is related to emotional intelligence. Another thing I've learned in the last couple decades, but especially the last 10 years, the emotional IQ of enough of the people, not everybody, but enough of the humans out there right now, and specifically enough Americans, have a double digit emotional intelligence at best, probably close to single digit, which means that a lot of people out there are functionally equivalent to sociopaths. And when you consider that the reaction to the action is buried, which also is a reason why we need to toss the Milgram experiment out the window, but when you consider the degrees of separation between the evil that is conceived and the evil that is done, most people don't even have to ponder that their bullshit existence is harming anybody, harming the world or anything. We have to have respect for ourselves. The Norman Borlaug food experiment is over. If we want a chance in hell to survive, we're not going to do it with hydroponics, and more poison and more gene-edited food will not help us. Respect is about recognizing that Mother Nature provides about 70% of our GDP. Did you know that? Respect is about trying to just use your own brain. Respect yourself enough to understand the world. Respect yourself and others enough to not treat anything like garbage. Like, what if the entire paradigm of garbage is basically flawed? And I'm not telling you that you have to, like, not buy throwaway things. I do. Society today is almost impossible to do things that involve reuse. Almost. Not totally, but almost. And so a lot of us buy stuff that we just throw away. But we need to flip the script on that one. We do. We are plenty smart enough to create a world where the garbage footprint is mainly compost, mainly decaying food, and other things we try to reuse. And listen, if you want to come back with, well, we'll get diseases again. Yeah, you guys never got rid of the diseases. You just produced a lot of carbs and produced more people to cover up the fact that you were poisoning them. That's what you do. You did, Mr. and Mrs. Borlaug. So that's got to be over if we want a chance, if we want to make it. But yeah, the emotional IQ, emotional intelligence, excuse me, the emotional intelligence, the sympathetic, compassionate part of the brain is so underused in our society today that I think when the chaos starts, and again, this is part of it, I talk about it in that essay 10 years ago, when the chaos starts, it's going to move fast. If you're wondering, you know, how long will it take for the ordinary person who's my neighbor to become a bestial monster? And the answer is, buddy, they already showed up years ago. They were there already. When you went to that barbecue, you know the barbecue you went to last year on Queen Anne in Seattle? And you bragged about all the food you had and all the ammo you had. You think that your neighbors weren't listening, but they were listening. They were listening. Even if they weren't, their unconscious was. And they smile and they laugh and maybe even they make funny jokes. These sociopaths that, you know, walk amongst you showed up years ago. You just didn't see it, buddy. But on day one, you'll see some of it. And by the third week of no food, you're going to see a lot of it. And when their kids go to sleep hungry, yeah, you're going to see its face. The person you met at the barbecue last summer. It doesn't have to be like this, but it's going to be, I think. Again, no point in repeating myself. DRY, next topic. Lance Roberts says there's no way to create inflation with quantitative easing, no way to do it involving, you know, money supply. You know, if you want to listen to guys like Lance at this point, that's your choice. This is totally, totally just gaslighting propaganda. It's another example of how people will say, if you're poor, it's because you're stupid. Or if you're poor, it's because you are evil. In fact, that's the thing people love to do, especially now, because you got to dehumanize. Before you start actually killing people, if you're going down that road, if Papa Blump's goal is to go down that road, I think he's a smoke grenade, maybe he's something else. Listen, you got to dehumanize first. You got to tell people every homeless person is a piece of shit so that way when they see the homeless people go away or their neighbors start to get homeless, they won't care. It'll just be more homes to sell, right? You know? Not glut on the market. Retirement. Yeah, if you want to read anything that anybody from the direct world of MarketWatch.com, if you know, you know, that's up to you. Okay, Lance, next topic. Here's a headline. 2024 U.S. existing home sales lowest since 1995. Another headline. Texas Instruments bearish outlook indicates auto and industrials have not bottomed yet. I am reading these two headlines. If you want to read the rest, it's up to you. I think there's a little bit of truth shining through. The other day I mentioned CYA, Charlie Yankee Alpha. Cover your fucking ass. Towards the end, it's not just that they pop smoke, but also towards the end, the lower level apparatchiks, the people that, you know, are university professors or middle-level officers in the military, or people who work for the bureaucracy, or just other people, journalists, towards the end, they're going to try to put out some truth because they'll realize they're hedging too. They'll realize that if they don't put out some truth, people will say later, why didn't you say something? So this is a cover your ass phenomenon. It's like the clathrate gun. If you talked about Arctic catastrophic, I got to drink some coffee here. Sorry. If you discussed catastrophic Arctic permafrost collapse 20 years ago, people would mock you. 10 years ago, people mock you. In 2019, when a Russian scientist looked out across the Arctic Ocean and said, fuck, a lot of people stopped being so funny about it. And then all of a sudden, we get the monkey herpes and the Ukraine war, and it more or less shut down the open public research of the Arctic. There's still research happening. But I have been trying to break through a kind of force field of information for a couple years now using the only method I have, and that's trusted sources. And every time I try to find somebody who says they know somebody, specifically, I've been going at the indigenous peoples angle, like looking for first peoples, you know, up there, Saskatchewan, the Northern Territories, just to get an honest, firsthand, you know, account. An account of the fires, an account of the permafrost, that, you know, I can't find it. So the last observation that has a ring of truth to it is a Russian scientist who said, fuck. I think there's some truth in these two headlines. Best case scenario for you is it's just a big recession, right? That they're conditioning you, they're giving you a lesser catastrophe. If this stupid movie lasts much longer, and again, we're talking about a fuzzy event, so maybe the 5-year window was too narrow. But this could just be a lesser catastrophe. They could be just conditioning you for a recession, who knows? But these could be little bits of truth about collapse. So let's go to the next topic because I want to finish this bullshit out. I want to finish it out, baby. Next fucking topic, Lance. So this is a headline from Zero Hedge. It boggles the mind. It definitely falls under popping smoke. Headline, watch, : Davos globalists admit we have lost to Trump. Trump has done something no person in the world has ever done before. A dead man. Okay, I gotta read this. And for the Christians out there who love mega Trump, I'm gonna read this. I'll read it slowly. Trump has done something no person in the world has ever done before. A dead man, a dead politician has risen. If you are a Christian, you should know this is apostasy. This is wrong. This is heretical. This is false. It doesn't mean we should burn somebody at the stake for this. That's what the Romans do. But it does mean don't touch the unclean thing. This is a popping smoke headline ultimate bullshit. You have to be able to see through it, Mr. and Mrs. Mega Man. I am not saying I'm right about Trump being a giant smoke grenade, but I can tell you this is bullshit. This is a setup. The Love Fest is a setup. The McPoyle plot of July is a fucking setup. You have been set up. And I don't think voting works, but I do think they have to manage the public. So, yeah. Good luck. There was a man, actually the Son of God, who became a man. And he actually died and rose again. I think Elijah did that. Trump is not Jesus. Trump is not Elijah. Trump is not Moses. If you want to find a patriarch and say Trump is like this, he's none of them. You might find a wicked old king in Chronicles that you could compare Trump to. But no, Trump is more or less just Trump. And he might be fake. He might be like Biden, 6 different people, you know, playing a part. He might just be an ordinary piece of shit. He's probably not Hitler. And if you don't know what time it is, it's April, 1945, Berlin. If you know, you know. Do you understand? But I'm tired of saying it. You know, if you don't understand we've already done all the things you're afraid of, then you don't know that you're projecting onto the present your own recognition of it, of the truth of the past. That's your fucking problem, baby. Not mine. Your house is not going to be your retirement. It's not. If no one told you this yet, I'll tell you, but there's no point. Trump is not going to save you, but there's no point in saying that either. Dan, you're just bad attitudes, I know. So I'm gonna read something. I'm gonna read something from a news article from WKTV. And the headline is Great Lakes Beginning to Freeze Over from Arctic Temperatures. Now I'm gonna stop right here. You can read the rest of it, but this is where we're doing some Sovietology on the run. This week, multiple cities around the Arctic Circle were warmer than Columbus, Georgia, warmer than places that were hit by this quote-unquote freeze. So you have actual places around the Arctic, and they have temperatures, and these temperatures are above the temperatures that this headline says are Arctic temperatures. Folks, they don't even care that you know that they think you're fucking stupid. Okay, they really don't care. They don't care even if you know. The fact is, if you read something like this, this is, as another friend told me, this is literal brain rot. Okay, there are temperatures around the Arctic right now that are 20, 30, 40 degrees above normal. If you want to tell me that the Great Lakes are freezing over from Arctic temperatures, you have to pick a decade. Because it ain't this one, shithead. Sorry. But that's it. I'm done with it. I'm done with it, folks. And it's not because of the trolls. Actually, the trolls kept me going for a bit longer. In fact, the trolls took me off of working on Bigfoot War 1. No, it's not because of those shitheads, whoever, whatever they represent, the faceless entity of abuse. Because the fact is, I'm not special, and a lot of people live in an invisible cage, just like me, just like you. That's not special. That's just a situation in this collapsing empire. And that's just it. So hopefully starting today, there will be two kinds of podcasts. One will be storytelling, and I hope that's most of it. And maybe once in a while, a single topic podcast if I feel the need. But what's the point? To tell 60 people, if I'm being an optimist, that it is roughly 60 and not 6? To tell 60 people stuff I think they already fucking know. And they either agree with or don't, but they already know. There's no point. If you think the giant snowstorm is real, that it's completely natural, if you think polar vortexes and atmospheric rivers and heat domes and the 20-some clouds they added to the list of clouds is normal, that's your fucking business. If you think the fires up and down the West Coast, up and down, all the way to South America, up to the Arctic Circle, the summer fires of 2018 were normal, that's your fucking problem, not mine. My eyes are open. I believe they're clear. They're clear enough to see that there is no point in telling people stuff they should already know, and if they don't know, it's too late to fucking learn. It really is. If I'm right, it's too fucking late. I would have told you 4 years ago, get the fuck out of the city. That would have bought you enough time, maybe. Because with a fuzzy event, it could have unfolded in 2020, 2021, 2022. Who knows? That would have been a chance. It's too late. There are so many things you need to know to survive. Now, are you doomed? You're never doomed. There's always an opportunity to survive. But if you're in a city right now, I would recommend trying to figure a way to get out now, today. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another 2 years. If you think there's two more years of this nonsense left, God bless you and the light that burns in your heart. But I think you're a fool. And also, it doesn't fucking matter. So enjoy your magical snowstorm. It's not accidental. If you know, you know. It's Saturday, January the 25th, 2025. And it's crazy. Trump's doing miracles. According to WEF, Trump rose from the dead just like Jesus. Have a great rest of your day and weekend and life.